thank you so much for coming today. This is the big day. This is it. We've been waiting. You have put a lot of work in so far, but we just want to make sure that today we're ready. Okay, so it doesn't matter how you're feeling. Today we've got to be ready. You've all, you know, we've done a lot. The king is coming today, and we've got to be ready. So let's just go over some last minute checks. Let's just make sure the volunteers know what they're doing. The list of volunteers should come up on the board. Just so you know, Al, you said you're going to have the fanfare ready. Is that okay? That's brilliant. Kate, Gerwin, have you prepared enough of a speech that you're going to be able to? Yeah, fantastic. The flags from Kate. You've got the children ready to line up, and that'll be brilliant. At the horse care, Denise, I'm hoping that, you know, you can just have the clear up afterwards as well as the prior. Brilliant. And June and Babs, I know I can expect you to get some lovely refreshments sorted. So that was lovely. Thank you guys for putting that work in already. That makes it me feel this is going to be a really good day. You know, it's not every day the king comes. We've got to be ready. But let's just go through some last minute pointers. You see, this is a big day. We've got weeks and weeks of preparation. That's not mine. So let's make sure we get this one right, okay? So let's go through some keywords. First of all, what? What are we waiting for? We've been waiting a long time for this. What have you been waiting for? We're under this cruel regime. You know, it's time for us to rise back up. And we can reclaim power and we can reclaim authority today because we've lost it. And now there's no time for dilly-dallying. You know, we've got a king coming. And we've been here ever since we've reclaimed this promised land. And the king is coming to lead us. The King of Kings is going to lead us and he's going to reign. And this is going to be exciting for us. So, you know, this is something to be ready for. So what have you been waiting for? Do. Let's think. Do. Do you have a banner to wave? Are you going to stand out? Is the king going to notice you? You're going to be stood there waving your banner. Hopefully, this city is going to get what it deserves. We deserve to be spotted. Let's go back. In the Bible, in scriptures, it says that the Lord is God and he has made his light shine on us with bows in hands, join in the festal presentations and up to the horns of the altar. Let's make sure we are waving something big and we want to get spotted. We want to be noticed today. It's all about the king. You can do your part. And let's not forget places like Jericho, where silly people climbed into trees. This is all about the right behavior. Now, you want to be spotted, but let's not climb into trees. And children, could we, parents, keep children out of the way? We don't think the king wants to have children crowding around him. What we need is we need a clear pathway. We need him to be coming through. This is going to be big and powerful. And I'm sure children, sorry guys, but this is the king we're talking about. You know, you're just going to have to watch out today. But what can we expect? This is it. Expect to see a wonderful sight. You know, we've been promised this momentous occasion for so long. This is something that's going to be big. It's got to be better than David's entrance, really, hasn't it? You know, when David came in with all that dancing. Pretty undignified, if you ask me. But this is going to be a big one. This is going to be much better. You can picture the grandeur that King deserves. This is going to be amazing. Just think of the atmosphere when we get outside there. It's going to be a real sign, a true sign of the things to come. Yes, quite exciting, this. So, how do you feel? How do you feel? Are you ready? Because some people are worried. Some people I know have been emailing back and forth letters saying, oh, you know. But of course he can help you. He's the king. He's the king. Of course he's here to help. He loves you. God is love. He loves you, even you. He's shown you time and time. He will move mountains. He will move walls. He'll move seas and rivers for you. You know, this is something massive. This is a big time. You are precious to him. God's demonstrating that this king coming, he wants to be in your lives. This is a really important time. And yes, God is forgiving and he accepts even you. Yeah? It's got to be said. So let's have no more of this. Oh, this. Of course God can help you. Of course the king's going to be here for you. The sovereign Lord, Isaiah said, the sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace. The Lord has spoken. You can't argue with that. That's fantastic. There's a king. There's a king. He's going to be coming in on a powerful horse. Oh, yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be really exciting. This is it. We can all be ready. Oh, just stirring up that emotion, you know, when you think of an army riding into battle with the king at the front leading them in. The power that comes behind. Oh, makes me excited. We've all got our part to play. We've got something to do, and nothing is going to be able to stand in the king's way. Nothing's going to be able to stand in our way. That's what I'm excited about. We're going to be recognized the world over. We're going to be revered because of this king. It's really exciting. Oh, and you know, I'm going to go back to Zechariah just to prove I'm not making this up. We can go back and say, you know, in Zechariah, it does say, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See your king comes to you, victorious, righteous, lowly, riding on a donkey." Donkey. Donkey. Is your translation different? Do you have a different word to donkey? Donkey? Rejoice greatly, Zion. Shout, Jerusalem. See it. Donkey. Okay. Donkey. yeah. The king. It's, yeah. What do you expect of King Jesus? A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them out on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this? What do you expect?"